Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And today I get to introduce somebody that I've known within the last year, an incredible fireball of energy, positivity, and look at that smile. Tori Cruz is just an incredible young woman. Welcome, Tori.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I've just been so impressed with you, and you just light up every room you walk into. And you know, somebody looks at your history, they see where, you know, Miss Missouri in the for the Miss USA contest 2018. You've been a runway model. I mean, probably been on multiple magazine covers, and yet you have a heart that's even prettier than your face. And so I want you to share a little bit. I like my folks to hear about little Tori, because I think your story is so empowering. And yes, we can see the all the accomplishments, but the journey is often more important to understand than the accomplishments. So tell us a little bit about little Tori.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that awesome intro too. It's just so amazing being here with all of you and talking to you today, Sharon. So thanks for having me on. And little Tori was a little spitfire too. She, I've always had a very high energy and really focused mostly on sports growing up. You know, you see now, of course, Miss Missouri USA, my crown sitting right behind me. I should have brought it on for the podcast, but I hold that close, but I was never a pageant girl growing up. And so quite honestly, I was a tomboy. And I really think that was the reason what has shaped me to who I am today. I grew up in small town Iowa, just a small town, Glenwood, Iowa, a town of 6,000, where everybody knows everybody, right? You're waving to everybody who drives by, and whether it's in a truck or a tractor, you're waving at them. And that was where I grew up. And then I grew up with an older brother who never, in capital letters, never let me win at anything. And so that really shaped who I am now, and just the competitive nature and really the drive to always win and just to never give up and to continually persevere. My parents were entrepreneurs. They're retired now, but my parents were entrepreneurs, and they had a business in our town, small town of Iowa, that grew to be a very good sized business. And so I always grew up in that entrepreneurial mindset and thinking bigger and thinking larger and outside of the box. And I have a very supportive family. So that's something that I always hold dear to my heart. And I understand that not everybody has that growing up. And so that's something that I just am truly, truly grateful for. And the older that I get, the more that I realize, Sharon, that that is like really the foundation of why I am like I am today and who I am, is because I've had a family who supported me. And you've probably even seen at the speaking engagements that we've spoken at together that my parents are typically there. They still to this day support me and travel all over the country to watch me speak. And that is just, that's really who I am because of them. So that's just a little part of my childhood and growing up as a really competitive, but loving and just a woman, a believer too. So that's always a big part of my life.
Well, along the way, you made the decision that you really had a heart for helping other women. So talk about how that came about.
Yeah. So I've always had a heart for helping people in general at first. You know, I actually remember when I was a kid, something that has always stuck with me is when I was about in fifth grade, there were these two boys in our classroom that had special needs. They were in wheelchairs. And I remember just gravitating towards them immediately because they didn't fit in with everybody else. And for some reason, my heart just gravitates towards the people. And I think it's because my family has been there for me. And I felt like I fit in because my parents always were surrounding me in love. And so when somebody was not fitting in and they were the outsider, I always gravitated towards that. And so throughout my adolescence years and on through middle school and until they went to a different school, their names were Kyle and Eric. They were placed in my classrooms because I'd push them out to the bus. I would go over and I would play games with them and just really pay attention to them. And so my heart has always been with paying attention to people who aren't fitting in. And that just grew and grew and grew as my career grew. So when I graduated high school, I started, you know, pageantry, and I can kind of dive deeper into that journey if you would like. But when I started pageantry, 1 year, I really had to realize, like, why am I doing this thing? Like, I was not winning. And as a competitive person, you have to stop and like ask yourself, like, why do I keep doing this thing when I'm not winning? What am I learning and why do I want to keep going to that next level? And so that's when it really sparked inside of me that I really want to be a role model and a leader for women that teaches them that you can do whatever you set your mind to. Yes, it's going to take a lot of hard work. Yes, it's going to take sacrifice. Yes, you're going to have to cry through the moments where you lose and you don't win. But I just have a heart for helping women just get back up and telling them that they and showing them by leading that they can do whatever they want and never give up. And if you just stick to that perseverance, anything is possible. So that's what I really discovered. And that was really in 2015.
Well, I also love you talk about you want women to look forward to living an unexpected life. I love that because I often say, when was the last time you did something for the first time? And so yeah. People see your story, they see this, you know, perfection of an individual, the big heart, the big smile. There's probably been a few times during your life when that road to success wasn't as easy. And certainly you just shared the times when you did not get the crown. But talk a little bit about the heart of perseverance.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. It's funny because when you succeed at something, most people just see the end result, right? Of, you know, wow, you competed at Miss USA. I did, but the journey to get there was a lot like this. And so it was a lot of self-discovery. It was during the whole chunk of my 20s, really, which, you know, Sharon, I think that's the biggest part of self-discovery anyways, like where you're really growing and figuring out who you are as a person. Like 25 years old, you think you're going to have it all figured out. And that's the point where you're like, what in the world? Like, where's life taking me? And so that whole journey of perseverance was, you know, surrounding myself with coaches and mentors who believed in me and who believed not only that I could win the title of Miss Missouri USA, but believed that I could truly win Miss Universe. And surrounding yourself with those sort of people, because then when I went to compete and I lost and I fell back down and then I had to get back up, I reanalyzed the team of people who were around me and the support system, the people who believed in me and the people who didn't. And then I had to get back up every single time and I had to push through. I took a little split second. I cried out the tears that I didn't win. And I was like, all right, it's game time. Get back up, Tori. You got this. And you just like constantly, but truly coaches and mentors. And that's why I'm a coach and mentor now to so many women, because I saw the importance of surrounding yourself with people who believed in you, not only in that current moment, but further along. And you know, one of the most interesting parts of that process is when I placed first runner up, I thought I was going to win that year. So I was like, this is it. I'm going to win. And then sure enough, I was standing hand in hand with the girl and I didn't get my name called and I was devastated. And in that moment, I was like, I have one of two choices. I either quit right here or I cry it out and get your butt back up and do better next year. And so I had that choice. And that's for anybody listening right now, you have a choice. You can either stay knocked down or you have a choice to get back up and do better and put everything you have into your goals and your dreams. And so I chose that every time. And I'm glad I did, because now it's led me to where I am now. If I would have given up then, who knows if I would have even found the passion of motivational speaking and coaching, right? And so it just goes to show that you just have to sit down with yourself and make one single decision. And that decision is to stay down or get back up.
Well, I think it's important, and you made a couple of comments along the way, and I think it's important to talk about this. When you're there, you allow yourself to feel the pain. You allow yourself to understand that it's okay to grieve because things happen, things that stop us in our tracks. The question is, what's next? How do you, how long do you stay there? Do you wallow in it? Or do you take the initiative to get back up and keep moving? And I think it's, people think they're not supposed to even feel bad. And I said, no, I mean, something happens to you. You need to grieve. You need to feel the pain and understand, am I going to allow it to control me? Or I'm going to say, okay, that happened. Yes, I grieve. But now what's next? How do I go to the next level? Right.
Yeah. I think it's just really all about the awareness of it. And I mean, it was probably about a week, sometimes 2 weeks before I would even start getting in the gym again, or maybe eating something healthy for me, because I was so sick of just like, being on such a regimen. And really, I had to tell myself no a lot, because you had to sacrifice a lot to get to that point. And so it was probably a week or two, at least, maybe even, after Miss USA, it was a solid month where I gave myself some grace. And it was just like, all right, like take this time. And in those broken places, in those times of almost healing and grieving is when you really learn the most about yourself too.
And that's so true. And the people around you, who's there to really support you and who runs the other way. Right. So right. I think it's really important. So Tori, now you really focus a lot on speaking and on coaching and helping other people find that next light in their life and helping them guide them to the right choices. How can people find you?
Yes. Yeah, so people can find me on my Instagram at Miss Tori Kruse, MissToriKruse. And that's where you can find all the good things. I have a podcast called The Tori Kruse Show that Sharon Lecter is also on. So yeah, those are the two best spots to find me.
Well, I love this. And you're going to hang out with me for a few more minutes because we're going to do another podcast recording for the private Facebook group, which is for the Play Big movement. I'd love everybody to join. It's a group of people that have come together organically and said they want to play a bigger game. They want to be number one in their field. They want to live their legacy and create maximum impact. And one of the most important things to play bigger is to understand how to bounce through adversity and get back up and keep moving in that direction. So I'm excited that you're going to hang out and do another recording. If you folks that are watching and listening are not part of that group, please do join us. It's an incredible opportunity to really learn and support each other in going to that next level. So Tori, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. It was awesome hanging out with everybody. Thanks for having me on, Sharon.
Absolutely. And for all of you, thank you so much for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And you're fabulous. Go out and have an incredible day. Love you all.